Okay, Larry, it's time for the theme song.
Yeah, Bob. What do I do?
Let's see. I know. You play the guitar.
Bob, I don't have any hands.
Oh, you're right. Well, okay. Well, you play this.
I don't want to play that. I'll look silly.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
It's for the kids.
Oh, okay. But they better not laugh.
All right. Better get on out there.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes up and down the produce aisle,
have we got a show for you.
Magic Tales, 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 Magic Tales.
Broccoli, celery, gotta be
Magic Tales.
Lima beans, collard greens, peachy keen,
Magic Tales.
Cauliflower, sweet and sour, half an hour,
VeggieTales. There's never, ever, ever, ever been a show like VeggieTales. There's never, ever, ever, ever been a show like VeggieTales. It's time for VeggieTales.
Hi, kids, and welcome to VeggieTales. I'm Bob the Tomato. Larry, what's with the bag?
Larry who?
Larry who? Well, Larry you!
The cucumber has left the building.
Larry, quit goofing around. Everybody knows it's you.
They do?
Well, yeah.
Oh, Bob, I'm so ashamed. I don't want the kids to see me like this.
Like what?
Like this.
Larry, you look fine. What are you ashamed about?
Before the show, I stopped for lunch at Burger Bell.
Yeah?
Well, I ordered the 4-piece nuggets with fries and a milk.
And?
And it came with a toy, but I couldn't get it out of the wrapper. I think it's a wind-up chihuahua.
Uh-huh.
Well, just before I dipped my first nugget, I bowed my head and sang a little song, thanking God for my yummy lunch. My mom and dad always taught me to thank God for my food.
Well, that's great.
It went, God is great, God is good. Let us thank him for our nuggets.
Larry, this is a lovely story, but I still don't know why...
They laughed at me, Bob.
What? Who laughed at you?
The kids in the other booth. They laughed at me for singing over my nuggets.
Well, that wasn't nice.
No, it wasn't. And now I'm doomed to a life of shame.
Larry, you are not doomed to a life of shame. Singing or praying over a meal is nothing to be embarrassed about.
But they laughed at me.
I'm thinking we might shift gears today. Joey from Philadelphia, we'll get to your question on the next show. I think today we need to tell a story that's going to help Larry out.
A story for me?
This requires immediate attention.
Thanks, Joey. I owe you one. He'll never find me in here.
40, 41, 42, 43.
This is the best hiding place ever. Gummy worms, my favorite.
This way, boys.
You said we were going fishing.
Yeah, what's in the bag?
Gather close, boys. I've already made my catch.
Wow. You're good. You caught pre-mounted pickerel.
No, silly. This is the famous Muskie of 47.
The Muskie of 47? That's Farmer Brown's record-breaking catch. It's been missing for a week. They must have taken it.
Is that one of them singing fish?
It's the Academy Award of Trophy Fish, and now it's mine.
Can help it. I'm gonna return that mounted muskala. challenge to its rightful owner.
Oh, yeah? Says who?
Says Minnesota Cuke.
Well, goody two-shoes, Minnesota Cuke. Catch us if you can.
I'll have to remember that trick. Catch of the day!
93,
94, 95. This isn't funny. I'm just trying to do the right thing.
$1,040,000
Why I try to rescue that thing. Martin, if one more person or fish ever laughs at me again, I'm gonna quit.
Minnesota, I have someone who...
I don't like being laughed at, Martin.
Min, I think you need to just take a deep breath and calm down a bit. There, that's better. Now don't you feel more calm? I'd like to introduce you to... You can let it out now. I'd like to introduce
Ooh,
you...
mail call! What's this? A package from my old buddy, Professor Rattan? Cool! Stamps from Mexico. To Minnesota Cuke. Keep away from wicker. Remind me not to go to Pier 1. Who are you?
Min, I'd like to introduce you to,
Humphrey Muffet!
Yes, and Mr. Muffet, this is,
Minnesota Cuke. We made it last!
That's... Cuke.
That's what I said.
No, you said kook, like crazy. It's cuke, as in cucumber.
Cook-umber?
No, it's...
But you said...
Just call me Min.
As in minimum?
As in Minnesota.
That's MN.
What's MN?
Short for Minnesota.
I'm tall for my age.
What?
What?
Anyway, Mr. Muffet has a quest for you.
Well, it better not involve anything embarrassing, because I don't want to be laughed at anymore.
Oh, no, nothing like that. You see, in my backyard, I'm building a Bible-themed goldfish pond.
That's it. I'm out of here.
No, wait, Min. Hear him out.
He's loopy.
No, he's eccentric.
What's the difference?
He's rich. Eccentric is loopy with money.
Uh-huh. I made my fortune from a poem I wrote about my daughter. Perhaps you heard of her?
Muffet? As in Little Miss?
Uh-huh.
So, what exactly is a tuffet?
I don't know. It's the only thing I could think of that rhymes with Muffet. Please, just hear me out.
Okay, what's the deal?
As I was saying, I'm building a Bible-themed goldfish pond in my backyard, and at its center, I want Noah's Ark. The real one.
Noah's Ark?
You know, the enormous boat that God told Noah to build with gopher wood to save him and his family from the flood.
Oh, that ark.
God gave Noah specific instructions how big the ark should be so he could fit all the animals and his family inside.
I plan to fill the ark with two of every kind of animal, except the really stinky ones. Then I can charge everyone to come and see it. It'll be like a floating zoo.
It seems to me that something this historic belongs in a museum, not in your backyard. Sorry, Mr. Muffet. You and your curds and whale just have to find somebody else.
Oh, but I did find somebody else, Mr. Minnesota. However, he's been missing for several days. I fear he may be lost.
Well, that's what you get for hiring non-professionals. Who'd you send?
Professor Rattan.
Professor Rattan? The guy that used to be my enemy, but is now my friend, Professor Rattan? The guy who just sent me a reel of film from Mexico? That Professor Rattan?
Nope, different one. Of course, that Professor Rattan! He followed an ancient instruction book.
An instruction book? Where'd he get it?
Craigslist.
Too bad I don't have that instruction book.
Actually, I thought ahead to make an extra copy. It's important to read and follow the instructions exactly as they are written.
This is strange. It says the first clue lies at the pyramids in Mexico.
What? In Mexico? That's ridiculous! The Ark isn't in Mexico. It's most likely in... Sorry. No laughing. Well then, Mexico, huh?
Rattan just sent me a package from Mexico, and I've got a friend to visit south of the border.
That's right. Julia opened another ice cream shop, didn't she?
It's more of a cart. Off to Mexico I go.
Are you sure you want to do this, Min? It sounds a little risky.
Rattan might be in trouble. It's the right thing to do.
Be careful, Mr. Minnesota. There might be other people looking for the Ark as well. Dangerous people.
Oh, you found my flashlight. Thanks. No sweat, Mr. Muppet. I'm going to find the Ark and my friend Rattan, no matter what I have to face. No fear. Kill a donkey!
I'd know that scream anywhere.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
What brings you to El Pez, the ancient city of candy dispensers?
Looking for a friend.
I'm touched. So, you're finally ready to take me up on my offer?
What offer's that?
To perform with me at my musical theater.
Me? Sing and dance? In front of people? No way. They'll laugh.
But Min...
No, Julia. I'm here for a bigger reason. Can you help me?
Well, I don't know. After all, ice cream and theater are my life. I don't think I could leave it.
But I need to find Rattan. He's lost and the trail starts here.
Rattan? Lost? I just got a postcard from him. Now where did I put it?
A postcard? I got a can of film that doesn't like wicker furniture.
He was just here. I took him to see the pyramid.
Can you take me there? He found a clue that I need to see.
Señorita Julia! Canta. Sing for us, por favor!
Please.
Well, Min, you want to join me in a little song?
Oh, come on, Julia. Don't make me do this.
One sunny and hot summer day, to Mexico I pushed my wagon painted bright green. I raised a cabana, I rang my campana, and gave all the children their ice cream. Para la niña, for the girl.
Helado de piña,
pineapple ice cream. Para la señora, for the lady.
Helado de mora,
raspberry. Para el chico Andrés, for little Andy.
Un helado con res,
ice cream with nuts.
Para toda la cuadrilla,
for the rest of the group.
Un helado de vainilla.
Vanilla, take it, Min.
Para la niña. That's you. Helado de piña. What's that, pineapple? Para la señora. Oh, miss. Helado de mora. Raspberry. Hello, chico and trace. Helado con nuts. Nuez. Para toda la cuadrilla. Un helado de vainilla. That's vanilla, I guess. That's it. I'm done. I don't have time to sing and dance. Rattan may be in trouble.
Sorry, niños. We'll have to finish this later.
Come back, señor. We will sing the dance of the cucumber.
Come back.
A few of these trenches you see were rumored to have gold at the bottom. But now we know it's...
Okay, Martin, we're here. What do I do?
Well, what do the instructions say?
The answer to the clue you seek lies up these stairs of rock. Whence on the right step, chance a peek... At 12:02. P.S. You have to walk backwards up the pyramid. What? Backwards? Oh, this is silly, Martin. I'm not going to do this. People will laugh at me.
But, Min, remember how Noah had to do things that seemed silly to the people around him? The Bible says there was no rain and no water nearby, so building a giant boat seemed really strange to his neighbors. I'm sure he got lots of laughs, but he obeyed God's instructions.
Remember, Min, you're doing the right thing, helping your friend. Do you know what the Bible calls people who do the right thing?
Right thing doers?
No, righteous. Like Noah was righteous.
Oh, okay.
Min, that guy over there has been spying on us all morning. Don't you think that's suspicious?
Not as suspicious as climbing up a pyramid backwards. It's almost noon now. Let's see if we can get this done by lunch. Pyramids make me hungry.
What?
You know, food pyramid? Sweets on top? Six steps up. Three steps down. Two steps up. One step down. Four steps up. Then five steps up. Why not just say nine steps up? Oh, this is the silliest thing I've ever done.
Mommy, why is that cucumber hopping backwards?
Don't stare, son. That's just their way.
Six steps up. This isn't working. I don't see anything, and we're just getting laughed at.
Just stick with it, Min. There must be a good reason.
Five steps up. Two steps down.
It's nearly noon, Min. We should see something soon.
I can't stand it anymore, Julia. I'm not hopping backwards up one more step.
But, Min, if you don't follow the instructions, what can you learn?
What can I learn? I've learned if you don't want to be laughed at, you just have to do what everybody else does.
Oh, I wonder if that's the clue. What a beautiful umbrella!
A what?
Hey! Min, help me!
I'll never catch him on foot. I need a shortcut. It's unbelievable how you can keep up with a speeding truck by swinging on vines. Hi there. I'm closer than I appear. Martin, come in, Martin.
Hi, Min, I'm here. What's going on?
They've got Julia, Martin, and I'm left holding the bag.
What? Who took her? Where? Why?
I don't know.
Well, what did you see?
Not much since I was bouncing down a pyramid at the time. Just a potato with a sack and a truck with a funny red flag painted on the back.
A red flag?
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. And what's this? Martin. It's a postcard from Rattan. Looks like he made it all the way to Iraq. Hi, Julia. Having a great time. Tomorrow, I leave for the small village of Erzurum. Erzurum? Where's that?
Dunno. While I work on that, here's some more about Noah. After Noah and his sons finished building the ark, God told them to gather two of every kind of animal to put inside.
Even the stinky ones?
Even the stinky ones. He didn't have any friends left except for his family. Everyone laughed at him all the more, but he knew it would be worth it because God promised it would, and God doesn't lie.
Well, so far this trip has been a bust. I've lost two friends and got laughed at for climbing up the stairs backwards, and I didn't even find out anything.
Hold on, Min. I just got something on that village. The word Erzurum is Turkish for a hard place.
So Rattan is somewhere between Iraq and a hard place.
That red flag is the ancient banner for the Ottoman Empire. That's modern-day Turkey. The Bible says that after the flood dried up, the ark came to rest on Mount Ararat. That's Turkey.
A whole mountain made out of Turkey?
No, Min. Mount Ararat is in Turkey, the country. And that's probably where Rattan and Julia are, too.
Oh, right. Turkey. Well, Turkey, prepare to be served.
I love taking candy from children. I smile when they blubber and cry. Boo-hoo! My heart weeps for joy when I break their new toys. I'm just an ordinary supervillain kind of guy.
Hello, Rattan.
Hello, Wicker.
Ha 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 ha! right, let's see. What do I do next?
Nice purse, ma'am.
No, this isn't mine. I'm holding it for a friend. It's a favor. Come on, guys. Come on, just... Hey, that's mine. Stop. Stop. Thief, call the police. That guy stole my book. Stop. Ways fast. Oh, man. Now I've lost the instruction book, too. You're wicked.
That's why they always called me Wicked Wicker as a child. And as I recall, your nickname was Watten Wattan.
That was long before I knew that I should be following God's commands, not yours.
I don't need you on my side anymore. You see, I am gathering an army. An army of potato soldiers that do exactly as I tell them.
So... my evil twin brother has an evil plan to steal Noah's Ark.
Let's not be silly. You and I both know that the real treasure is...
Noah's umbrella. No.
Yes! Soon the umbrella of Noah shall be mine! Even as children, you and I were always working for the umbrella, ever since we saw the clues in the film.
The film?
The film. Where is it? I need every last clue.
I'll never tell. Besides, you'll never find the umbrella without the instruction book. And I'll never give it to you.
Actually, I've taken care of that.
Nothing can stop me now. Enjoy your company.
Rattan, are you all right? Who was that?
That is my wicked brother, Wicker.
Wicker? Wicked?
And Wily.
Wily and Wicked.
Yes, Wicker is wicked and wily.
Really?
Yes, really wicked. He's a really, really wily and wicked wascal. As I was saying, he's after Noah's umbrella, a source of amazing power. We have to stop him. What are you doing here?
I was kidnapped when Min and I were at the pyramid.
Minnesota Cuke? Is he here?
No. He has no idea where we are, and he missed the clue about the umbrella.
Rats. Then we have to escape without his help. But how?
One girl's hairpin is another girl's get-out-of-jail-free card.
Well, you happen to have an untied gourd card, too?
Rattan! Rattan, you're all right!
Who? What?
I'm so glad I found you!
Rattan?
No, I'm, Oh...
Yes, Wattan! That's me, all right! And you must be...
tired. Very tired. Listen, you have to help me find Julia.
Listen, my friend. Everything is hunky-dory here. As you can see, I'm fine and dandy. You can just go home now.
But the Ark! We have to find it. I think the potatoes are after it, too.
The Ark? Oh, yes, the Ark! Now go away.
Oh, and I brought this along.
The secret film about Noah?! Maybe this Woob can help me. I'll get him to do all the dangerous parts. Yes, then, my friend. Let me show you what I've found so far. That is one useful hairpin.
Thank you. What is this place?
It's an old movie theater. Wicker likes old movies.
Oh, so do I. And long walks on the beach and kittens.
Let's just find a way out of here.
I'm so glad you showed up. Perhaps you can help me understand the clues in this ancient film.
I'll do what I can, Rattan. After all, friends help each other out.
Yes, we are friends, you and I. Rattan, that's me. Wait here while I load the projector.
Oh, and make yourself useful. Pull that rope.
Julia! Rattan, you found Julia! Thank you! Oh, here's your purse.
Thank you!
Minnesota, do you know what this is?
Sure, it's a secret film about Noah.
Exactly! Close the curtain before somebody else sees it.
But you said
I gotta go turn off that projector. Julia, come with me! What are you doing?
Exactly what you said, I'm closing the curtain.
We just missed the critical part! What?
I can't trust this old wiring. Now open that curtain. I'll be right back.
Come on, let's go.
Wait a second. What's so important about this film?
It's said to reveal the secret of Noah's umbrella.
Umbrella? Why an umbrella? Will it lead us to the Ark?
Hey! Wait here! Use your phone to call for help! The Army, the Navy, the Canadian Mounties!
I almost forgot about this.
What is that?
My cell, like you told me.
Sorry, no cell phones in the theater.
Drat.
Drat. This will fix him, but good. Let's go.
What do the instructions say to do next?
Well, the book got pickpocketed, you see, and then
That's okay. I have the original.
Nifty.
Now, did you get the clue about where to find the umbrella?
The what?
That's the clue you missed at the pyramid.
Oh. Well, maybe the instructions have another clue. See here? We need to go to the Come On In. It's the oldest hotel in Turkey, built on the cliffs of Ararat.
Look, it says you'll need to perform this vocalized melody accompanied with successive steps.
Whew. At least it's nothing silly like a song and dance routine.
Yeah, nothing like that.
What are we waiting for?
I thought you were gonna tell me to open up the curtain again.
What?
Fine, follow me. I said, follow me. Eh?
Evil twin.
Oh, that's a relief. For a minute I thought... Evil twin!
After them! Big over here!
Oh.
Find them!
Fire, big potato! Oh,
where are they? Oh, this is really frustrating! Oh, Minnesota Cuke! I'll get you yet!
We should lock it.
Gotcha covered. I can't believe it, Min. We're finally going to do a... vocalized melody accompanied with successive steps.
Good thing no one will be watching.
Here, I'll get you started.
The Lord told Noah to build him an arky, arky. The Lord told Noah to build him an arky, arky. Build it out of gopher barky, barky, children of the Lord.
Julia, they're laughing.
Keep it up. You're doing great.
The animals, they came in. They came in by twosies, twosies. Animals, they came in. They came in by twosies, twosies. Elephants and kangaroosies, roosies, children.
Julia!
Keep dancing. I'll take a verse.
No, keep going. You have to step on the tiles in the right order.
We have to keep the umbrella from wicker. 2, 3, 4.
The sun, it came out and dried up the landy, landy. The sun, it came out and dried up the landy, landy. Everything was fine and dandy, dandy.
No, everything's not fine and dandy. Nobody makes me look silly.
No, you did that yourself.
Okay.
Not you, Fwee. It's not about the Wiwicks or the Wivum. It's about pressing the tiles in the correct order. Allow me.
Then Wicker, he waffed at the Cuke from Minnesota Soda. Got so mad he made him explode a sploda. Wah, 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 dee, da.
What's happening?
I think those tiles triggered an ancient trap door.
Wow. Let's go. That tunnel must lead to Noah's umbrella.
Hold your horses. You and your friends are going in the bird feeder. Now this is the end, my dangling doppelganger.
What'd he call me?
That was intended for me.
Oh.
You'll never get away with this.
He's right. You'll never find the Ark.
Silly pickle. I don't want the Ark. It's the umbrella I'm after.
What? Just the umbrella?
It's not just any umbrella. Noah's umbrella is the source of unspeakable power. Didn't you see the film? Whenever Noah opened that polka-dotted parasol, the rain started. It controls the world's weather. Now I, too, shall have that power. I will make it rain in the desert!
For a price.
Good heavens. I shouldn't have shown him the film.
Now, if you will excuse me, I have to set this ticking clock device in motion before I leave you to your doom.
I hate cliffhangers.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song.
And what would you like to drink?
I'll just have water, please. And could I have it in a glass this time?
Let me check my records.
Just as I suspected, good thing I stopped and checked it. My pad is stained and blotted from liquids you spilled on it. I'm afraid the jig is up. You must use a sippy cup.
Stop! Don't bring me a sippy cup. Haven't spilled since yesterday. Water won't stain anyway. Bring a mug, bring a jug. Just don't bring
a sippy cup. Let me check with the busboy. Is he the one?
It's you! Every time I fill it, he turns around and spills it. I've bought 100 blotters, 'cause you can't hold your waters. This time I'm not mopping up.
You must use a sippy cup.
No! Don't bring me a sippy cup. They'll be making fun of me. Put a pail in front of me. Bring a mug, bring a jug. Just don't bring a sippy cup.
Well, I could ask the maitre d'.
This is impossible. He paddles a bar cafe. You take me for a fool. A restaurant's not a pool. Take his glass and lock it up. The pickle gets a sippy cup.
Wait! Don't bring me a sippy cup. This time I'm not gonna spill.
I'm pretty sure he will.
Spilling soda's not a crime. If it is, I'll do time. Just don't bring a sippy cup.
Order, order in the court. I judge you the clumsy sort. By the dictates of our laws, I sentence you to safety straws.
It's the governor.
Yes, I see. Very well. Thank you, governor. Give me back that sippy cup. You've been granted sippy stay.
This must be my lucky day.
This must be his lucky day.
Bring a mug, bring a jug.
I'll bring an absorbent rug.
You don't need a sippy cup.
Compliments of the house. Grape juice.
Grape juice? Oops. Sorry.
This has been Silly Songs with Larry. Tune in next time to hear Larry say,
I'll take that sippy cup.
So, in Minnesota, what are we going to do now?
I got nothing. It seems like everything I do just gets me laughed at. You know what it's like being a punchline?
Is that all you think about, Min? Being laughed at?
Well, yeah.
You're doing the right thing. You're helping your friends. The Bible says, when we do the right things, God's favor surrounds us like a shield. Noah was doing what God asked him to do. He was a righteous man.
A right doer.
Just like you. When Noah did what was right, he felt God smiling at him, and he could ignore all the laughing. God's favor covered him like a shield.
So if I think about God smiling at me, I can ignore the laughing.
When you're doing what's right, God's smile covers you up.
I hate to break up this teachable moment, but we got trouble! It looks like we're at the end of our rope.
Rope? This is why I never leave home without it.
Min, be careful.
Don't worry, Julia. I've got it all under control. Oops. Some of these boards.
Wow. It's the way to the umbrella. Look, tater tracks. Where I want you.
And where's that?
Right here, ready to do my bidding.
Why are we whispering?
We're whispering because the slightest noise might trigger an avalanche right over your friends' heads. Right next to my champion, Yodawa. We'll never see them again, unless...
Unless what?
Unless you, Minnesota, will cross over into the great unknown and bring back that bumbershoot.
What?
You must purloin the parasol.
Huh? Go get the umbrella. Why didn't you say so?
Minnesota, take the instruction book. There are three tests, and the book has clues to pass them.
Tests? Nobody said anything about a test.
I believe I just did.
Be careful, Min.
Join the crowd or help the poor. Make your choice. Don't cross before. The easy way may not be best. Do what's right to pass the test. Well, I'm not sure how this will help me get across, but it seems helping this poor man is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah! Ask the statue for help! That's a great idea! This is hilarious!
I know you're smiling at me, so what they say doesn't matter. Thank you, kind sir.
Anything to that beggar? Let's go the easy way. Anyone got any spare change?
before you eat, you should say thanks for mac and cheese or beans and franks. Your friends may laugh, but that's all right. A thankful heart is God's delight.
What's this? You give up already?
Amen. Little stale, but not bad for a 4,000-year-old cookie. I wonder what happened to the third test. Which umbrella do you pick? You must choose just one. If you pick well, that's just swell. Pick wrong, then curtains, you're done. Aw, man. Now I wish I had seen that clue at the pyramid. If only I hadn't been too embarrassed to follow the directions. This looks familiar. Wait, that was just a cartoon. What did the umbrella clue look like? Checkered. This is it!
I'll take that widow gem off your hands now!
But Wicker, it's not gonna do anything,
is it? Quiet! It's time to demonstrate what this widow baby can do! I don't understand!
Noah's umbrella didn't bring the rain. God did. You can't believe everything you see in cartoons, you know. Well, some cartoons can be quite educational. But not that one.
You got your secret plan from a cartoon?
No! Wayne! I demand, Wayne! Where's my precipitation? Wayne, I tell you! Wayne for me! I'm out of here! There is no arc! It's a flower!
I have lots of frequent flyer miles.
Who are these guys?
When y'all didn't come back, I hired these fellas.
Mounties? In Turkey?
It sounded delicious.
But the joke is on you. The umbrella is a dud.
I know the umbrella doesn't do anything. I was hoping we'd find the Ark here. But I guess no one will be finding that Ark anytime soon. If my sources are correct, though, that umbrella contains an even greater treasure.
Surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. I couldn't agree more. You were right, Julia. When I focused on doing the right thing, I couldn't even hear those guys making fun of me. I could feel God smiling, and nothing else mattered.
You're a good Eggman. I'm real proud of you.
It still would have been nice to find that Ark.
It's probably rotted away after thousands of years under the snow.
I guess we'll never know.
Arise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory to men of the Lord.
Wow, Bob. That was great.
Did you change bags?
What?
Your bag is smiling. It wasn't smiling before.
I don't know what you're talking about. The way Minnesota Cute came to Rattan's rescue, doing what was right, no matter what other people thought, that was great.
Larry, will you please take the bag off your head?
I'd rather not.
Come on, Larry, stop goofing around. We have a show to wrap up.
Bob, I said I'd rather not.
Ah! What happened?
What?
Your bag changed expressions again.
Really?
Ah!
Hey!
Can we get on with this, please?
Oh, all right. But I want my bag back after the show.
Fine. Let's see if QWERTY has a verse for us today. Ha ha. Very funny.
And so what we have learned applies to our lives today. God has a lot to say in his book. You see, we know that God's word is for everyone. And now that our song is done, we'll take a look.
Being afraid of people can get you into trouble, but if you trust in the Lord, you will be safe. Proverbs 29:25.
Yep. When Minnesota was worried about what everyone else thought of him, it made it hard for him to do the right things. Once he remembered how much God loved him and that God was smiling down on him, ignoring the teasing of others became much easier.
Great story, Bob. So if I decide I want to sing a song and thank God for my food, I don't need to be ashamed and worry about what other people think. It just matters what God thinks.
That's right, Larry.
Hi, guys. I feel really happy, and I don't know why.
Oh, boy.
Always remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.
Goodbye!
Isn't that bag cool?
I just really love you guys.